Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is where I believe it starts to go wrong. By the way, there have been listeners that have said, with my health condition, there are certain things I shouldn't eat. Well, f*** you. anyway, no, it's the Charles. I think they're Charles chips. Okay. I think they're Charles.
They're made by Charlie.
These are the best. I make my own vinegar.
I know you do, Charlie. Anyways,
thank you, Rob. And I make my own sour cream.
Oh, Charlie.
And I won't tell you. I won't tell you where I put the onion.
These conversations are usually had when, like, friends are like, is this an STD or an ingrown hair? That's when that happens.
I would say this regarding, checking out a medical condition. Hell yeah. You know, Pony, you use the web? Do you use the internet a lot to check on symptoms?
Oh, for all my STDs.
Okay, very good.
Yours or someone else's?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party. And please join us along with our friends in great cities like Glendale, Arizona, Treasure Island in the San Francisco Bay, Highview, West Virginia, Assisi, Italy, Shapley, Maine, hello, and Lake Bled, Slovenia.
At least it's past tense.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now. How are you? Happy Monday. I always like it when I come into a studio and Oscar's in a worse mood than I am on Monday.
Yeah.
I wasn't until I found out I was okay today, but I was I got a little back pain, so I'm a little but he came in and then he just what does that say? What does that say about me as a human being that I feel better when I know he's not feeling that well or feeling like irritated?
I think it is part of your human DNA. Like, you know, it's the worst thing in the world, being last in a line. You know, it's great when someone gets behind you.
It screams invested. Right?
What does that mean?
It screams invested.
Oh, here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, we're going to give you the
It's no longer about you, Mike. It was about you for a moment.
Here we go.
But now it's
about
Oscar.
What are you invested in?
Let me be clear here. I'm coming off a weekend where my nephew, Luca, he's an anchor on his high school television station that gets beamed into his sister's middle school, mind you.
Very cool.
So it's a big deal in LA, at least for him. And it would have been a big deal if we were in Montgomery County that happened.
He's a sensational kid, by the way.
He is.
Got a chance to work with him over the summer. Really like him.
And he was asking me how Oscar problem solves team dynamics, as in he wants to be a little stronger on the production end and he wants to help, foster a certain level of accountability on the anchor's end. And I said, well, what you can't do is what Oscar does is he goes on a show and airs all his dirty laundry to the world, because that alienates his entire team and they won't work for you at a high level for about a decade.
You don't think he would do that on the high school?
I don't think he would do that. I just said
sports broadcast when he comes in and says, let me tell you about Johnny.
Answer that statement you made, because this is when you know how to get to the inner cookie of me. I know how to get to it with you. When you came in and you said invested.
Yes.
That is a work reference that I've heard you use before, which means, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're a little frustrated that you are super into doing things a certain way and you're not getting that feedback.
Well,
close?
There's, let me start with this. There are team wins and team losses. Mm-hmm. So this is a team loss in my eyes.
Uh-oh.
And we haven't lost anything.
This might be, but whenever you say that, you might be dragging me back down into your mood, and I don't want it to
do
that.
No, this has nothing to do with TMOS. This has to do with look,
you have a lot of fish to fry.
There's a lot of studios here, right?
Yes.
And we all work on them collectively, and we all garner a check from multiple different sources here. So,
except for me.
Mike, no, because...
because technically someday, maybe, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm what they call a silent partner.
Yes, silent partner.
And maybe you'll be remembered at Christmas time with a pot of blanket
that
or
has
something.
His own show. So you're an influencer of sorts.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
And my perspective is that there's a reason why we label cables. There's a reason why we make them nice and neat within the production so they can be pulled quickly and moved in the right direction.
Spotted if need be.
We have three different teleprompters going in for an ESPN production that will happen tomorrow. And I spent the greater part with all due respect, Mr. Bloom, this past hour, up till 2:30, as he was then gearing up for the Michael Mara show, finding out which cables were for which teleprompter, which could have been fixed by simply labeling when you install, which is a common practice in any great production company.
SOP, as we say in the trade, Oscar, standard operating procedure.
Correct. And when I'm on my hands and knees sweating up a storm, I don't mind moving cables.
No.
But I sit there and I'm like murmuring like a madman to myself. Just label these things. I can't believe we didn't label things. Why don't we label things? We have so many labels. I can't believe this is happening.
It's a clinker.
Well, they hate me. They might do this on purpose to give me a heart attack. If they gave me a heart attack, would they be happier? If I get hit by a bread truck on the way home, is that going to be better for everybody involved? So
you're not going to be hit by a bread truck.
And then during that entire process, my wife walks by and she like is not being snippy to me, but I'm taking it as that. And you always derail on the people you love.
Yeah.
So we know that well here on the show, Mike. So when Shannon says something to me, I snap at her. Now my marriage is ruined once again for the day. So I got cables and now my marriage. So and this is my only outlet. So thank you for letting me clarify.
What was her comment? Did she want to zip tie the wires?
She loves zip ties. She does. Loves zip ties.
Now I ruined your marriage.
I get it. I understand it, and
it's
lots
so
going
easy
on.
To do.
I know.
Label.
Yes.
Label, baby.
So who would have been the person that would have been responsible for labeling?
It's a team L, because I walked everybody in like a good teacher would and say, guys, let's work this out together. How did this happen? And to a man and woman, and maybe this is the reason why people don't tell me things, Oscar, you big dummy, because you air it out on the show. What happened here? I got a lot of, I don't know. And I said, well, who? I didn't scream. I said, well, then if nobody knows, let's all learn together. So then I said, this is what we do. We label.
That's
we
the
label,
outer you. The inner you is seething.
Sizzling.
The inner me is fired up.
Angry.
And starts sweating. And then luckily my wife said, you're sweating so much. And I said, yes, because I'm trying to solve problems that shouldn't be a problem right now.
How much as a, let's use percentages.
Yes.
By percentage, how much faster would the job have gone if things had
90%.
Been properly labeled? Wow. Yeah. So you're just sweating your balls off doing the whole job that didn't have to be done.
It didn't have to be done if it was just labeled. Right. That's it. A little label. I would, if the label said, F you, Oscar, teleprompter one. I'll take that. Insult me with the label. You shtick. Whatever it is that makes you happy.
Teleprompter three, dick.
Yeah. Oh, is a dick. I'm fine with that.
They didn't use the labels I printed then.
Like you, if that's what's going to invest you into, like, let me insult the boss.
Yeah, make
I'll
it
take
fun.
It as long as it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's friendly. It's funny. And as you were doing the job in, 90% faster.
Yeah.
You'll laugh quietly
like,
as the boss.
Sure.
Pony, how was he to work with this morning or this afternoon?
Pony, are you in there?
Pony?
Where'd he go?
I'm sorry. People are asking me more questions about wires.
I'm doing a show.
Yes.
Right now, I'm doing the show.
Yeah, leave him
you
alone.
You are doing the Michael Mara
show. Leave him alone, please.
Right now. I don't keep it to myself.
Exit. Thank you.
Okay.
We are doing a show now. It's 90 minutes.
Now.
It's now.
When?
Now.
Thank you.
Now.
Now.
Right. My slot machine app tells me when you hit a bonus and you go to a spinning wheel.
Yeah.
To some guy, don't know where he's from, but he goes, look up now.
You know what? I've played that machine.
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, we call it wheels.
I have a great TikTok follow for slots, live slots out of Las Vegas. The lady's playing them in real time all night long. That's fun to watch.
Is it?
Matt, did you catch
So Matt, my question to you was, how was he to work with today?
Today, you know what? He's been a lot worse in the past. I would definitely say he kept his cool and did his very best to keep things from getting too aggressive.
Thank you.
Who came in and was talking to you?
Shannon.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not yelling at Shannon.
You did.
I'm not yelling at Shannon. I did. But no, if I'd known no, it was no. her, I wouldn't. Yeah.
You yelled at Pony.
Yeah, I yelled at Pony. This Pony knows that I yell at him.
You yelled at Shannon.
I said, Shannon, tone.
Tone?
I would like to
because she was giving me a tone.
Yeah, you don't want that,
tone. As we go forward, and tone I know look. The listeners will back me up on this, I'd like to see more of Shannon on the show.
I'd love to see more of her.
Occasional visits from Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I'd like to do that.
Oscar, how do you feel about that?
Well, I love my wife, so I'm going to give you two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
That's on air. Call me off air.
Maybe we'll a text.
Shannon, how do you put this?
I know how to put it.
Go ahead.
You have to choose your moments, and timing is everything.
Time. We have to teach her the talk triangle.
May I completely change gears?
Yes,
on
yes,
us right now.
I love my wife. Moving on.
And bring in something that that I rarely do. I rarely say, read this.
Oh.
And I've got questions, and if anybody gets a chance to read it, I'll entertain whether I have questions as to the source of this. But there is an article in a magazine that I take regularly. It's called Esquire.
Yes.
And on the cover, you'll see, all right, all right, all right, Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew McConaughey has written an essay called After Uvalde by Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. That is...
I'm looking it up now.
Probably, in my opinion, one of the best written essays about gun control and what we do to change. And it is as middle of the road, as controlled and well-balanced and passionate without being sanctimonious. I don't know quite how to describe it, but it is so well thought out. And the motivations behind him getting involved will explain themselves, not the least of which he was born in Uvalde and grew up there in his younger days. And I will tell you something. It is just really something that I found riveting. And you know how I feel and how angry I get and probably... I spout off an awful lot when it comes to the issues of guns, especially when there are kids involved. One of the reasons I do is because I grew up close to where Newtown happened and Sandy Hook. And I will tell you something. This guy, here's the question I have. Mm-hmm. It's so good that I just am very, very delightfully pleased that an actor wrote this because it was so good. This guy can write. He is well thought out, and I know he's flirted with the political arena to a degree.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you something. If this guy ever wants to, you know, throw his hat into the ring, being young and you know, a talented guy and a funny guy and a guy that gets it, I was a fan before, but after reading this, and it's in Esquire magazine, I was just blown away by how the effort he put forward with recent gun legislation that got overlooked because Roe v. Wade got overturned. So we forgot that there was bipartisan legislation for the first time in 28 years that changed gun laws.
Yeah.
So it really was, and not dramatically, but... compromise was reached, and they did that. And it's not by any stretch of the imagination finished or enough, in my humble opinion. But there was compromise, and the way he writes about it and why he did it and how he did it was pretty terrific. And he's got some lessons in there that I think we all could learn, myself included. And I really, really think you should check it out, Matthew McConaughey, because, you know, we're all Americans, and it's a great article for all Americans. Made me feel good about, it makes you feel good about this country, and it makes you feel bad about playing for one particular team.
Oh,
and I think compelling. it is really, and I'm talking about either team.
Yeah.
And that is because compromise being the way it all always ought to be. You know, I just think that it tells me that I just like the guy.
The timing
is
also perfect, as, you know, midterms are here and early voting is already going on. And in a lot of these battleground states, and if there is, I'll read it, Mike. Thank you for giving us the recommendation. My early thoughts of Matthew McConaughey at the White House talking about and his compassionate speech to the press saying, talking about gun control, how, and you know, not absolute gun, like no guns. He's just, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah. And yeah. He really cements these ideas that he has. And he and his wife really just did some good work, and they did it in a very well thought out way. It struck me as a guy that used his celebrity in the best possible way to get some stuff done.
It's a little reassuring, isn't it, when someone can still use celebrity in a positive way like that?
It is. Good. And you get a guy like that that did it in such a way that he met with the families and he did all that under the radar. And then when the radar was something that would help the cause, bring in the cameras, bring in the media and do that. So I, you know, you tell me what you think. If you get a chance to read it, it's not a short article. It is a bit of a read, but at the same time, it's
can you
the
read
way.
It, read it out loud to me after the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll need, it's to, not get, a homework you'll need assignment. To get under the console and pull wires. It, while
yeah,
I
it's right, not, yeah.
I want your
it's
broadcast
not
voice.
A homework assignment. It is a, it is something that if somebody chooses to read it, I'd love it. Yeah. It would be great.
Thank you.
That's the heavy part. Let me share with you a little tale of the out of control eating of Carla and Mike O'Mara. I mentioned to the boys that I got on the scale today. I had gone on my little Boston Odyssey, and because we walked 15 miles, I didn't gain weight on that trip. How that didn't happen, I don't know, but I didn't. And then when it came to this past weekend, I fudged it a little bit. You remember Thursday we went out with some friends that had had house damage in Sanibel down here in Florida. And we had a very nice evening. Then on Friday, I think maybe I fudged it a little bit. I didn't have my one meal a week.
What are you fudging again?
It's an interesting verb.
I think I can probably best describe what happened by discussing Saturday. Okay. All right,
Mike, does this Saturday qualify as a fat attack?
Fat attack.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
And if my wife was here, she'd say, well, you did, and you did, and you did. But I am going to throw her squarely under the bus for what happened.
All right.
So here's what happens. We get now our friend Carmen, her schedule has changed, and we now get coverage for Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, that's great. Two day nights.
Until flag football starts and then, you know, Friday
and
night.
What team does she play for again?
Forget it. Stop it. You're going to confuse me because it's Monday and I'm working slow anyway.
Let him focus.
No. Yeah, the thing about it is that we didn't go out or anything on Friday, but she picks Michael up from school on Friday and helps Carla out as Carla continues to, you know, as I remind her, you know, even with a hurricane, got to get back out and slay that dragon.
Those faces won't face themselves.
Well, the thing is there are more worry lines down there than ever before, and she can take care of
that.
Yeah,
stress.
Well,
yes.
Handle it. Please, handle your business. That's what I tell her. No, I don't. Excuse me.
That's what he tells her. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I have one of these.
It's the post-Ian refresh.
Okay. So I've now completely lost my train of thought.
Now you're saying that Friday. Totally, Friday, yeah, she picks
Friday.
Up.
Friday. So Friday, anyway. So we hedged it, but it was a quiet evening at home.
Yeah.
watching one of our latest little limited series, which we liked so bad. We finished it. It was great. I'll talk maybe talk about that later. But Saturday is still cheat day. All right. Ooh. So Saturday is that cheat meal.
Treat day.
Now, treat day is on the way. We were winging it. We weren't making a reservation anywhere. We were just winging it. It wasn't planned. This, as it turns out, was probably a problem.
A fatal flaw?
Because yes.
Now, so, is it a treat day or a treat meal?
It is supposed to be absolutely 100,000% a treat meal.
Meal.
A treat lunch, dinner, breakfast on one day of the week. You
right.
get one. You
right.
do anything. You might want to hit the fat attack sound. Yeah.
Again, okay? Time again.
One meal. One meal. So here's how it's. This is where I believe it starts to go wrong.
It is.
And by the way, there have been listeners that have said, with my health condition, there are certain things I shouldn't eat. Well, fuck you. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Less trans fats, more statins.
Right. So, but anyway, I'm doing the work.
Whatever. You can only, Mike, you're living in real life, in real time. You can only do what you can do.
Didn't you stop going to your personal trainer? What work are you doing?
He's doing the work by eating better 6 days a week.
Okay.
That's work.
No, I got to do that too, because I need to get stronger.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I don't want to make that call. And he hasn't called me either.
Well, you know.
Is he okay?
I'm sure he's fine. Yeah, well, I should check on him.
Yeah,
I
might want
to. I've talked to him since.
With him there today.
Okay. I think. But I mean, I also have an injury, and that usually sidetracks me from doing what?
I'm sorry.
So anywho.
You can tune into the second audio program of the show if you want to hear what Oscar was saying.
SAP.
Yeah, sorry.
Separate audio programming. Hey, bye-bye. By the way, have you seen my latest? I do this for my friends, and I do it sometimes on the show.
Huh.
But I do now Swedish miniseries with English dubbing. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know this.
I'd love to see this.
Because it looks like you're saying, you know, it's just like, you look at the guy. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can. I know, I think I'm fine with this camera.
Yeah, it's.
All right.
Head on.
So say I'm the police commissioner.
Okay.
Right?
You're the police commissioner. Good.
Detective, we have to make sure that we're going to make sure the people are going to be rounded up. If you have to kick some doors in, then you should.
That is hilarious.
That's great.
You know, I've never seen that before. Yeah, we get
on Netflix.
That a lot.
You haven't seen that one?
It'll be. I'll have to look it up. Be like, oh, this is.
Oh, that's right. I started in Boston after a couple of drinks at dinner.
This is a French television show, and I can't get past the mouths moving at the different.
Right, the wrong way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a serial killer, and he's still out there.
I can't do that, even if I try.
I love that. Also, not only are you doing the mismatched mouth, but you're giving it the absolute underscored American accent.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's out 15. He's still out there.
15 squad cars right now. And I want to make sure that they're sent to the right place.
This is where I'm a snob. I'll see that happening and I'll go, next show.
Yeah.
Can't deal with this.
I do too. Oh, yeah. I'll do subtitles all day long. Don't the dub track.
Yeah.
I can't
unless
deal
it's
with
perfect.
It.
Unless
I can't
it's
do
perfect.
It. And it's never perfect.
The
never.
Spanish
it's never
ones
perfect,
are perfect.
You know.
The Spanish ones are
really?
Just synced up because somehow they care more about those.
Well, you realize all languages are kind of, because you think for a second, especially with, it seems like the Nordic countries, you know, your Swedish shows, you look at it, or your French, sometimes you look at it and it seems like it is and then it's not.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you know, that they're saying something like,
are the Nordic
she
countries
was found at the bottom of a swimming pool and that's what happened.
Hmm? Are the Nordic countries technically a romance language?
I don't know.
Like
don't
Spanish
know.
And French, because that would be more similar that way.
I don't even know what a romance language is.
Based in Latin. Roman.
Oh, all right. Et tu, Brute?
Yes.
And Carpe diem?
Yes, all these good things.
Caveat emptor?
E pluribus unum?
What does that mean? The one that's on the dollar.
Yeah. Wow.
In God we trust.
It
God
counts.
We trust.
No, out of many one.
All right, whatever. Anyway, so we're out.
Let's get back to our topic.
And I'll do anything for food. Yes. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time, with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full.
I'm never
full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had two pastrami on clubs, four frankfurters, two knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
And before you write me, I still don't know where it came from, so no, you can't Google it. So
I love that he got Chinese on the way home.
I do two knishes.
Now, that's interesting that that is brought up in this. So on the way, Carla says, and she's done this before, you want to stop by Iguanaria and grab a margarita, you know?
Sure.
For the road. A little road margarita, and we do that. And so it's off to, like, explore and see. Now, a side trip was that we wanted to see what some of the area looked like, and I will tell you something. The one that stopped me in my tracks was when I looked off to the side of the main drag down here, and there's a depository where the debris is being dumped from Hurricane Ian, and that in and of itself is something that's stunning to look at when you just see the, you know, the wood and
refuse.
The crap and the refuse and the aluminum and everything that's, and then in a row, neatly lined up side by side by side by side, hundreds of refrigerators.
Ooh.
Refrigerators that had been lost in the storm. And
it was stunning
to look at. No. That represents probably a house every time you see one.
Yeah.
And people that, you know, had them. And it's just...
They get washed out to sea and then brought back in, right?
I have no idea. But, I mean, it was... You looked and you went, you get it.
Because
sometimes when you're in my circumstance and you weren't damaged that extensively like so many people were down here, you forget unless you look at that and it's reminded. And so we looked at that. We went down one of the roads down here to see... there's an area of very, very expensive homes. Some of the more expensive homes around here, they have a lower level and then they have two stories that go straight up.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower levels were, you know, the water came up, guys, and it washed everything out of the lower levels. And in many cases, you'll have a house that stinks, is gutted in the basement where people might have a bedroom or a living area, like anybody's downstairs. Yeah. And then you go up to the second and the third floor, and it doesn't look like there was any storm at all.
Wow.
It's surreal. And then, of course, there were other places that were not necessarily built above ground with stilts and stuff like that were older, pre-2015 in some cases, that were wiped out. And so it's stunning to
look at. The newer houses that have the basement level that is actually a above ground basement, that first level, are they more to hurricane code that they can go through?
Code.
All right.
Code that I think came into play, I want to say, the very first round was Hurricane Andrew, I think, over in Homestead, when Homestead was, you know, all these stick-built houses that didn't have any code, they got wiped out. But anyway, so we saw that, and then we're driving, and we're reflecting on this, and I said, okay, let's go and, you know, get to some place that we want to go. And we drive and drive and we look here and said, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. No. And then we turn around a corner and I see, bonjour.
Hello.
I see a restaurant and it's a French restaurant and it's in a strip mall. And I said, I'd read about that before.
The best French restaurants are strip malls.
Yes.
And well, there a lot of restaurants are
just like Peking.
Well, a lot of people will get their nails done, go to the vape shop. And then go to the French restaurant.
Isn't Peking Gourmet next to a vape shop?
No. Huh. Well, it might be now. I don't know. It comes and goes. It's near a post office.
It was. We got in there.
Send
we get,
some duck.
We get dinner. I'm excited because I wanted to go to this place. Carla was kind of on the fence. And I said, well, why don't you get that Ina Garten thing? She said, nobody makes it like you do, which is a compliment. To me, the beef bourguignon. Oh,
I didn't know if the Ina Garten thing was some sort of affliction.
So she...
Why did you get that Ina Garten thing? What, blue toes?
I get an aforementioned duck. I get a piece of duck.
Nice!
And
like a quarter, like the breast and the leg?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
nice.
And they had a menu, like with a number on it, a prefix thing.
Oh, good.
That they do. So I'm sitting there, well, that's better than 90% of the places around here. That's good. We'll do that. And we get that. She gets her dinner and she's not happy. I mean, she's not happy.
Salty dog.
And you know what they say? Happy wife, happy life. Yeah, I know they say that, right?
Say this, yeah. Yes.
I'm learning that the hard way.
Now, in the meantime, the drinks are flowing. It's we've switched from the Marga to we didn't finish them, so we're having a little vino.
This is a pro tip. So
it's date night.
Yeah, God willing, I get older and we're able to do this, and Shannon and I are still together. Do you take, because it's a jug of margarita, right? That comes,
or do you just get two?
No, we didn't do a jug. We get two.
You are like two individual to go cups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Not a jug. Jug is when we're bringing it home.
Okay, I don't know. I'm sorry.
A jug is for others.
Come down here sometime. We spend the entire time we're down here totally wasted.
Okay.
I'll stay home.
So when?
Sorry, Rob. Sorry about that.
You can be our DD.
No.
Guys, are you done drinking yet?
I would be paranoid right now. If I was Rob and I was in Rob's role like I was at some point, mm-hmm. I would be thinking that I'm doing this just to rub his nose in it, and I'm really not.
No,
I'm
it's
really,
okay. Really, no, it's all good. It's
I'm
all
really
good.
Not, but I just know that that's not my intent and my sincere apologies.
You feel like your life is
doing.
Better not drinking, right?
Yes, I do.
Like, I think about you've done more in the past weekends sober. Like,
this is true.
Out in life.
This is true.
Like, seeing people you haven't seen forever, experience things you haven't experienced.
But when the straw that stirs the drink says, come on down to my house for a weekend, we'll stay drunk the whole time.
Can I share this with you? Sunday sucked.
Okay, yeah. There you are.
Sunday sucked.
You don't
it
miss that.
It doesn't make you
no,
feel good.
You're right. You're right. I don't miss that.
It didn't feel good at all. It was yucky. And I'll tell you why it was yucky. So make
red
a long
wine,
story.
Red wine at the place?
Red wine at the place. But, you know, it's just the old rolling of the eyes. And at a certain point, I'm looking at her. Everything that comes out was a big bowl of okay. And she is more unhappy with everything that, and I'm sitting there going, okay, this was included. That's not what I wanted. This was included. Okay, that's not. And Carla's blaming me because I was kind of the catalyst to go to this French place. And I was, you know, I was the one. So
what,
she's
what
really blaming me.
Just so I have a little.
No, I don't want to, no, like,
it's
I don't want to zero
it's
in.
It's called Monsieur Soggy's.
It's you know what it's called, Oscar? It's called Sad Acres.
Okay,
that's what it's called. Sad Acres, Florida. It's somewhere in the middle of the state.
Okay.
So I am sitting there and, it's time to go.
If she was separate from you, would you have had a good time and a good meal?
No, I will give you that.
Okay.
I think that overall, everything was just okay. And, you know, you can have that once in a while, and it just happens to be an off night.
Right.
So I don't, I mean, I was in the business. I had a failed restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this place seems very popular. Okay? So if I say okay one time, hit me. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, that hurt.
Hey, listen.
And, we're going to the French place that's okay.
But I should...
They're all rated high, Mike. If you did your research,
I don't want you doing this. Okay? Don't do that.
Sorry. Just trying to back you up.
You're not. You're trying to. I don't want to get in trouble.
No.
I get nervous about stuff like that. Trouble? So.
Stop it.
Let me wrap this up.
Go. I love it.
So. We get, though.
Yes.
What we get? Yeah. We got an appetizer, an entree, and dessert.
Okay.
So we get a full dinner. Yeah. I mean a full dinner. And I eat my dinner. I eat all of my dinner.
What
and
were the
she
appetizers?
Eats almost all of
what
hers.
Were the appetizers?
Snails
good.
For
and
me
how, and how
onion
they?
Soup for her. Mine were fine. They were that was very good.
I bet the onion soup was a variety I know called a French onion soup.
Shut up, Rob.
Panera.
Thank you.
That's a solid one.
So we get dinner, but she's not happy, and I'm kind of getting that.
Right.
But it's not so much that it's going to ruin the evening, but it certainly didn't help.
Yeah.
And it's just a very, she's not happy. When she's not really happy like that, it's
kind of It's your cheat day. She wants,
and then
she wants food she loves.
Yeah.
Well, she does. And she was not going to let the evening end with a dissatisfied food experience, which is why I was instructed to rev the engine up and head for a gourmet restaurant known as the Cracker Barrel.
Hey!
Whoa.
where she said that wasn't good. Why don't we go? I want to see if they have my salt and vinegar chips, and we can get pancakes. And I, not being completely,
you mean the salt
sated,
and vinegar chips that are like in the general store area?
Yes, 100%.
They have
favorites.
Them at a grocer, you know,
or 7-Eleven.
Not ours down here.
Oh.
The Pubix doesn't have them.
Does she like the Utes? What does she like?
No, it's the Charles. I think they're Charles chips.
Okay.
I think they're Charles.
They're made by Charlie.
These are the best. I make my own vinegar.
I know you do, Charlie. Anyway.
Thank you, Rob. And I make my own sour cream.
Oh, Charlie.
And I won't tell you. I won't tell you where I put the onion.
I think I know.
Rob.
Charlie.
They are waffle potato chips.
Ruffled.
Waffle.
I don't know.
It says,
what's a waffle?
Charles.
A waffle. Oscar, yeah. A waffle is a waffle you have at breakfast.
No.
Duh.
Charlie, don't you have another delivery to Cracker Barrel?
I do. I got a whole box truck full of Charles chips.
Do you have trouble with that little game with the pegs that they put at the
I
table?
I hate it. I never know what it's going to do. All the holes are there. And they never have enough of the plastic little men.
You could use golf tees.
What's happening to this Monday show? It's completely out of control.
So, it's off to the
Cracker Barrel. Great place. You know, I've been there
twice since
you've recommended it, and I love it.
I have had a full dinner.
Right. Three courses.
And I am sated. When we get to the Cracker Barrel, Charlie has... Charlie is not delivered.
Oh, no.
His salt and vinegar chips.
No right. Sour cream, no yeast,
now,
nothing.
Now she's just sad because yeah. It's really, yeah. Yeah. She's not going
she's
her way.
Salty.
And vinegary.
Doesn't keep us from being one of the last people in the Cracker Barrel to go in and get their blueberry pancakes.
Oh, you closed it down.
With their warm bottle of syrup
that they bring out to the table.
Close
and,
it down.
You know, okay, as a blueberry pancake maker,
yeah.
The way I do it is I'm a blueberry pancake snob. You put the pancake on the griddle, and then you carefully drop the individual main blueberries into this guy. Let me explain how the chef, the cook, and the back of the Cracker Barrel. I'm going to show you how I think.
Yes.
I wasn't there. I wasn't looking at him. But let me explain the way I think he put the blueberry pancakes together. Okay. All right. I'll use this. That's a little fuzzy
glasses holder.
I have. I'll show you how he dropped it. He puts the batter out. Mm-hmm. He reaches in with a spoon. Has these are your blueberries. And goes. Because there was just a mass of coagulated berries, which caused
the
batter not to cook through.
Yeah, of course.
So mine were a little battery, but that's okay. Because we had warm syrup and home.
No one's ever gotten sick from warm batter.
Also, the hostility that it takes just to throw it on the griddle.
Yeah.
Because they walk in 15 minutes before it closes.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me it's 8:45 and somebody wants a blueberry effing pancake? There. Get it right out to them. So anyway, bad attack.
So you had a full breakfast meal after your
meal. Full breakfast. Full fatty breakfast.
Yeah.
Wow. After a full meal. And then, you know, yesterday... a homemade steak Caesar salad that we made. And I said, oh, this will be healthy. Well, it didn't prevent me from gaining 5 pounds. Ooh. Life sucks. We'll be right back.
Michael Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim, Amato, Dennis, Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk and Reese, and
see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll see you there.
Tickets available November 1st at MichaelMaroShow.com.
They got dude. They got dude.
We got dude.
We got dude.
Oh, you got dude.
Yeah, but I thought it sounded pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, if you love drinking coffee every morning, and who doesn't? I love the fact that I'm back drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. Nom, 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 nom. You have to check out Trade Coffee. Oh, do I love this coffee. Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service that makes it simpler for you to discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send coffee to your home that you are going to love and on your preferred schedule. Plus, you get to support small local businesses. That's a win-win. Even if you're new to specialty coffee and need some help, Trade makes it easy and convenient to discover new coffees. They'll send you ground coffee or whole beans, and Trade guarantees you'll love your first bag or they'll send you a new one for free. Right now, I am drinking organic Tokati. Is that the right way to pronounce it, Rob?
I think it's Tokati.
Tokati. It's great. T-O-K-E-T-E-E. It's a blend with notes of apricot, cacao, and caramel. It is insanely good. Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS, and I hope you love it as much as I do, because I know you will, people!
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, everybody. And Salman Rushdie is still recovering from that brutal knife attack in Western New York State over the summer. But he will recover, according to his agent, Andrew Wiley. But the attack left its mark. Wiley says, quote, "His wounds were profound." God, I hate to hear that. But he's also lost the sight of one eye. So I guess they weren't able to fix that. That's that just sucks.
It's,
that happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, when we reach the end of the story, this just in, it broke a moment ago. Leslie Jordan, the actor who became an internet sensation, but perhaps you know him from Will and Grace, he passed away this afternoon at age 67, which is a lot younger than I thought he was. So
I'm trying to think of the actor. I'm trying to.
You would know the picture.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Was he one of the two male stars on Will and Grace?
No. Or? He's an older guy. But he. What happened is when the pandemic hit, he went. He was all over Instagram, and he was extraordinarily popular. He was doing all sorts
Southern
of,
guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the guy.
I know.
I thought he was older than 67. That surprises me, but. Sad.
So getting back to Salman Rushdie, he had three serious wounds in his neck. One hand is incapacitated because the nerves in his arm were cut.
God.
What a failure of security. I swear to God. You know, there's guys that just want to be, you know, I'm sorry. If you're paid to do that, that's your gig.
Yeah, you got
that's
one job.
That's what you do when a guy is able not only to rush the stage, but to do that kind of damage. Rushdie is 75. His attacker, 24-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey, has pleaded not guilty. Well, F him. But anyway, that's we hope he has at least somewhat of a recovery for that. Gene Simmons. You know I never miss an opportunity.
He's your favorite.
He has responded to Kanye West's recent anti-Semitic comments, saying that the rapper should surround himself with nicer people and urging him to take medication. The KISS bassist made the comments during a recent interview on Piers Morgan Uncensored, where he was asked if he thinks Jewish people should accept an apology from West for his recent anti-Semitic outbursts. That saw his Instagram and Twitter accounts both suspended, and it drew, of course, widespread criticism. Speaking to Morgan on the show, Simmons, who is Jewish, said he'd never met West, but, quote, "From everything I've heard..." Let me turn my microphone up.
Feel the mic.
Hold on, here we go. Come on! "From everything I've heard, he sounds really wounded. He sounds hurt, so he's lashing out. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physician. I don't know much about Ye or Kanye. If there's medication, I respectfully urge for the gentleman to take the medication. If he's surrounded by the wrong people, get some nicer people." I'm all Gene Simmons on this one. I love Gene Simmons for saying
Gene
that.
Gene Simmons is now 87. And is it weird for you when you read that story when it refers to him as the bassist? You tend to forget that he was actually in a band. I just think of him as a merchandiser guy.
I am an entrepreneur and a businessman. Thank you.
I like that when Kiss stopped touring without makeup, they hired a Kiss tribute band to open for them in makeup.
Oh.
So people got the full show.
I don't want to disappoint my people.
No, you don't, Gene. Are you a doctor?
I'm a doctor, but I play one on TV. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen.
Gisele Bündchen.
Are in the process of getting a divorce, and Gisele has hired an attorney who is very well-versed in high-profile splits from the sports celebrity world. Emily Smith of Page Six reports that Bündchen has hired Tom Sasser.
Hi, I'm Tom Sasser.
Sounds like you should be a weatherman on the Weather Channel. And now let's get a look at the low-pressure system with Tom Sasser.
Who's filling in for Sam Champion this week?
Well, Tom Sasser apparently is the managing partner of Sasser, Sestero, and Roy in West Palm Beach, Florida. Sasser is known for representing very wealthy clients, including Tiger Woods, in the 15-time major champion's ugly divorce from Ellen Nordengrenson.
Do you think Roy is a lawyer's first name? And the last guy, just Roy. No. I'm Roy.
No. It's a last name.
Okay.
Nordengrenson. Ended up with a settlement of around $100 million in one of the most expensive divorces of all time. One source told Page Six that the divorce proceedings have already gotten bitter for Brady and Bündchen. Things are very nasty between them, according to the source, always. I don't buy that. Brady and Bündchen are reportedly not at odds over their two children. 12-year-old Benjamin and 9-year-old Vivian both want joint custody. So that's good for the kids.
Little Viv.
Always got to think about the kids.
Tough time for Brady, losing on the field and off the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he shouldn't have come back.
And it's tough. I mean, I've been there in a very, very teeny tiny. People, it's tough when you're in the public eye and you're going through a divorce. It sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went through two of them while I was at the popular, the height of my popularity as a radio guy.
Did the ratings ever slip?
No, they didn't. No.
Skyrocketed, as a matter of fact.
Whatever. Anywho, speaking of Kanye West, he has claimed, listen to this, this is BS. This is the stuff I hate more than anything else that he does.
Okay.
Believe me, I hate the anti-Semitic comments.
Right, sure.
I hate all of it. But when he does this, he claimed he spoke to Quentin Tarantino about Django, the concept.
Yes.
For his Gold Digger music video, and then Tarantino turned it into a film. So he's taking credit for Django Unchained.
He's completely... What?
He's unhinged.
Do you have the clip I sent you?
Yes.
To pull?
I do.
Play it for Mike real quick.
All right, Mike. This is Oscar sent this to me, and I'm trying to. I have it right here. Give me just a moment.
He's talking. Charlamagne the God is talking about how Kanye called him through all these manic episodes and shared this
and needed the help. All right.
Calls me. He's basically trying to get me on board to shit on somebody he knows is my friend. Pete Davidson.
Mm.
Like, you got it. You're not calling me just to call me. You know Pete is my friend.
Right.
He's like, we got to save the new Marilyn Monroe. You know what happened to Marilyn Monroe, right? Marilyn Monroe died of drug addiction, so we got to save the new Marilyn Monroe. Talking about Kim.
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, you know Pete is my friend, right? So he's going on and on. And then finally he goes, my wife is out here f***ing a white boy with a 10-inch... And you won't help me? My wife is out here f***ing a white boy with a 10-inch and you telling me that's your friend? But you're supposed to be culture? He's screaming on the phone.
Somebody
Entertaining.
Yes.
Entertaining. Hilarious. What am I supposed to do but laugh at that?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah.
I just say wow for that. The real side of it.
Credit. And he's that's it, Australia for that
on TikTok. Oh, my God. Hey, Papa John's is celebrating Halloween this year by bringing it back. It's the brand's fan favorite Jack-O-Lantern Pizza. From October 24th through October 31st. Oh, my God. They're starting it today.
No fat attacks.
None.
The returning seasonal pie features a large thin crust pizza in the shape of a pumpkin. Directed with a pepperoni border and a pepperoni smiley face with triangle-shaped eye sockets set off with black olives. As in previous years, the Jack-O-Lantern pizza is served unsliced to maintain the integrity of the design, of course.
Yeah. You know what? People are worried that they've brought it back after a while, but good news, folks, it still tastes like
Well then.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. Now a little something, something, ladies and gentlemen. A suspected shoplifter has been called the aerosol attacker after she used sprays of feminine deodorant against a Virginia store clerk, according to, get ready, close to you guys, Stafford County Sheriff's Department.
Hey, yeah, it's right up the road.
The suspect also was not wearing pants at the time of the incident. The wild attack happened just before 5 p.m. on Wednesday, last Wednesday, at a Sheetz. That's a convenience store for those of you around the country that don't have them. It's a convenience store in Stafford, Virginia. The victim said the woman attempted to steal over $20 worth of items. When store employees attempted to stop her, she sprayed an employee with an aerosol can. She then left the store. A 43-year-old Washington, D.C. woman matching that description was found outside sitting in her vehicle at one of the gas pumps. They arrested her, and she confirmed that she attempted to steal the items and sprayed the employee with feminine deodorant. That's according to the Stafford County Sheriff's. In her car, they found the can of Fresh Floral. That's the name of it. It's scented extra care feminine deodorant spray. The product promises all day freshness control. The woman is charged with larceny and assault and battery. The clerk said that she was surprised by the attack, but she did say the woman looked a little fishy.
I'm sorry. Mike. I was 44. I didn't know there was such a thing as feminine deodorant.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't even know that.
They make another one that smells like the Whitehall Inn.
And Whitehall's fabulous fishy fritters. We'll take a break.
And now, some sentimental thoughts from the mind of Oscar Santana.
It may never be the same, but it's going to get harder.
I'm not a smart man.
It's going to get harder, and it's going to get worse.
Keeping it real, real.
When it gets harder, you get going.
Are you stupid or something?
I mean, it might be worse now, but it's going to get harder.
Stupid is a stupid noise.
You're the dummy!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is an extra hour of comedy and thought-provoking insights every week. And while ordering the TMOS Bonus Show is as easy as clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, rest assured, it's going to get harder and it's going to get worse. I mean, when it gets harder, you get going. May never be the same, but it will get harder. Order now!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, people will try anything to lose weight. Insane workouts, eating nothing but grapefruit, questionable teas. But if you're looking for a more sustainable approach, Noom Weight is ready to help. Their psychology-based approach gives you the knowledge and the support to build lasting results. I will tell you, they're great because they know that if you fall off the wagon, you can hop back on. Noom Weight focuses on progress instead of perfection. Progress isn't a straight line, and off days are part of the process. They get it. Noom Weight helps you get back on track. You choose your level of support from five-minute daily check-ins to personal coaching. Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles that help you better understand your relationship with food. 95% of customers say Noom Weight is a good long-term solution, and active Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar loves it too. Carla loves it. Really, it helps you right up here in the inner government where it counts. If you're done trying everything to lose weight, then try Noom Weight. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today. Rob said something to me before the show that stuck with me, and it's a list. He loves lists more than anybody, and I will tell you things not to Google. I think, let me tell you why this attracted me, Rob, because when you said it, I thought in terms of when you've got any kind of malady whatsoever, you know, you don't do that.
You're close. Curious. And also, the reason I was drawn to this is a true story. My Aunt Gail, my godmother, who is a good Christian, God-fearing woman.
God bless her.
One time when Google was sort of a new thing, there was a candidate that was running in her neighborhood, a local guy named Richard Black, and she wanted to find out about him. So she Googled Dick Black.
Right.
And it didn't come up with a lot of stuff
about. Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it. See, I would have. Yeah. Naive that way. I've done it.
You have to be careful. Yeah. Yeah. So, for example, if you wanted to find out information about New York Knicks NBA player Evan Fournier, you might want to Google the name Fournier, or Fournier, I guess is his name. But the problem is that.
Well, how do you spell it?
Fournier. So it could be Fournier or Fournier.
Fournier sounds like Fournier. I mean, it sounds like a normal name.
Yep.
So if you were to just Google the word Fournier, it's an old French word for boulanger or bread maker, and it's also the name of a type of gangrene that affects the genitalia.
Oh, no.
So you want to watch out for that image search there.
Hold on.
Stay away from that.
How do you spell his name?
Fournier.
You could also prank someone with this. Be like, hey, do you mind Googling this real quick? All right. That's how you control your friends, but Google image.
Should I put images?
Yes, yeah, that's where you get burned.
Yeah, that's
no pun intended.
Ouch. Oh, God almighty. Yeah. God, goodbye. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Next time you get a fat attack, why don't you Google that first?
Oh, God.
That shut was you down.
I didn't. I literally do a thing sometimes when I see an image that's that disturbing. I will blur my eyes and look away. I didn't get to see anything other than just like.
Good.
Labia
stuff.
All right, this is God. Don't use that word.
Oh, can't.
No, well, I mean you can, but just that's don't what, as a
I,
choice.
That's what I saw.
Mike, God. Never Google the word Google.
Why?
Because it will just give you more and more Google pages. Your computer will loop, and it's a tremendous waste of time.
I'm not doing that.
Don't Google the word Google. One. Don't Google your favorite food. You're just going to make yourself hungry. Don't Google
that's
the word.
That, now that's the first one. Thanks a lot. That to me is you'd get on the local news. That's useless. That one.
Don't Google the word crocodile.
What's that?
No. Can I stop you there for a second though? Because when you say, by the way, Phil's got a story on what you shouldn't Google, and the guy gets on there. But most important, we'll be back at 11. Tonight at 11, what you should not Google. And then they say something like, don't Google your favorite food because they'll show you a picture of it, and then you'll want to eat it.
We're building, Mike.
Okay, all right.
Crocodile, K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L. Okay. That's the street name for a morphine derivative with powerful opioid effects known as desomorphine. No, it's very popular.
Don't need that in my search history.
In the Russia and the Ukraine.
Jesus.
But the problem is that you're likely going to see the side effects because it's often illegally prescribed, and it can literally cook the skin, causing large-scale tissue infection or damage in the injected area. It's known as the flesh-eating drug.
All right, that's not nearly as bad as the other thing you had there. But here's the thing. Both of these, and I should make it very clear, you know what I'm doing is giving people a roadmap. The only thing that pops up is if you put images in there.
Images.
That's it.
Okay. Don't Google mouth larva.
Oh, I'll pass on that.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Pass on mouth larva.
Can you just say, does it say what mouth larva is that like it when says, bugs get in a person's mouth?
Yes, and they live in your mouth. And they
like a live person?
Sure, yeah. Larva.
That's, like maggots, right?
Yeah, before they become beautiful flying creatures.
Like when a Caesar salad gets stuck there for too long.
Wait a minute, though. How do you get, I thought that would be like somebody's deceased.
Well, no, it can happen with living people as well. So you just
I'll give you the path. It's you have a raw diet, all these, CrossFit guys, they're mouth breathers. They pass out with their mouth open and a fly comes through and then, lays a larva egg and then you move on with life. So you wake up with that.
Yeah. And you'd be spitting all day.
Protein.
So Mike, you already mentioned this. Don't Google your symptoms because you're not going to get a true, if you're really sick. Maybe go to something more specific.
Ask
like
your friends.
WebMD.
Does this look like an ingrown hair to you?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
I think that
you know what I mean?
I've used it for both. I've used it and been freaked, and I've used it and gotten a benefit out of it. There's the Mayo Clinic has a really good website.
Yeah, WebMD is good.
That's very detailed.
These
about
conversations
that,
are usually had when like friends are like, is this an STD or an ingrown hair? That's when that happens.
I would say this regarding checking out a medical condition. Hell yeah. You know, Pony, you use the web? Do you use the internet a lot to check on symptoms?
Oh, for all my STDs.
Okay, very good.
Yours or someone else's?
All right, we're running out of time. What else do you have?
Real quick, never Google calculus bridge, which sounds like a math problem, doesn't it?
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes, it's not. It's a major dental issue. Calculus bridge is hardened plaque across the teeth that has to be chipped away.
I'm going to try a dentist. That one I can handle.
C-A-L-C-U-L-U-S bridge. Calculus bridge. While you do that, remember, and Pony, you can probably back us up on this. Don't ever Google your email address.
Why?
Because Reddit users and other people that are no good can find in your search history your email address and use it as an in to find out who you are and things like that. So don't do that. It's recommended that if you've been compromised in a data breach, go ahead and change your email address.
Overall?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yep. True enough.
Jesus.
That's nasty. That's just nasty.
Calculus
but I don't mind looking at that one.
I want to clean really it up.
Mind. And Mike,
I just want to get the hook.
Yeah.
I hold in my hand the last thing you should never Google, which is ring avulsion.
Oh,
A-V-U-L-S-I-O-N, ring avulsion.
Is that a type of door cam?
It is a injury that occurs when the ring on a finger either catches on something or creates so much pressure that it severely damages the soft tissue in your finger. Worst case scenario is it causes your fingertip to deaden and rip off your hand.
Didn't one of the late night hosts get
that? Yeah, it was Jimmy Fallon.
He was
so you have to watch out for that. But I think if you Google ring of all,
so it's like you'll
see the rotted finger. Yeah,
you don't deal with it, and it's cut off the circulation.
Mm, yes.
And you can feel that it's probably painful,
right.
And you're an idiot if you don't tend to it.
Right.
But some people, if it's a ring, and you know, outside of cutting it off, they're not going to be able to fix it. Right.
Well, I think maybe they could cut the ring off and probably nurse it back to health, but if you ignore
it. If they cup it, but they don't want to, you know.
No, you're right, you're right. But Mike, don't
right.
Google Fournier.
And who has the time to soak?
And Mike, those are things you shouldn't Google, okay?
Thank you, Rob.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate
Mike.
That. That's wonderful. This is great.
What is this in my pants?
This is an
this
informative
bump is raised,
show.
But there's no hair.
This is an informative show.
It might be an ingrown hair. Weigh in.
We will take a break, and we will come back right after that. I have the secret to bad officiating.
Oh, good.
When we come back.
Down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans.
Well, I'm going to New Orleans.
City of New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Of New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans.
The town in New Orleans.
I'm walking to New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Michael Mara Show live Saturday, April 15th, 2023 at the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans.
Hi, y'all are. I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee.
Tickets available November 1st at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Ain't it fishing?
That's next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A week from
very
today,
exciting.
As a matter of fact.
General admission tickets
today.
November 1st and plenty of tickets available. We are excited about that. Well, not plenty, but enough.
Yes.
I hope. Listen, our world is getting crazier. The stakes are always getting higher, and elections are right around the corner. Big days are ahead, but wouldn't it be nice to go back to the good old days? Legacy Box transports you back to your glory days, so you can rewatch and experience your family's past. Legacy Box is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures so they are preserved forever. Rob preserved his wedding and the birth of his kids. I can watch my parents traveling the world long before they were born. Not traveling the world. They went to Bermuda.
Well, that's the world.
Honeymoon.
Sure.
And trust me, there's nothing cuter than digitized baby Oscar.
Yes.
Huge eyes. Digitize your memories with Legacy Box. Grab some popcorn and gather the family to revisit the good old days. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering special election sale. A special election sale for a limited time Legacy Box. Our listeners will get an exclusive offer. So visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop this incredible deal. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS. The NFL, I have to say, it has become fun for me, Oscar. I'm truly into
another win yesterday.
My
right?
underdog
yeah.
team that no Winner. One, no one, there isn't one pundit in sports, including our own Nicky Diamond, who did not poo-poo the Giants when it came to this past weekend. Giants won another one, 6-1. I have to get more well-versed in the area of the NFL. I know you're doing a thing with ESPN,
correct,
with all
correct.
Those guys
right,
coming in and
right
talking
behind
about
the
world.
Eagles, undefeated Eagles. Congratulations, Philly! Like, Things aren't going well for you with the Phillies overall. But Philadelphia is just a winning town at the moment. It's
right.
Just killing it.
Phillies going to the World Series.
Yeah.
By the way, very excited.
There's this
Alan Wentzel, how are you, my friend?
There is
very excited.
A conspiracy theory that says that every time Philly wins the World Series, the economy goes into a recession. Just a heads up.
That's scary.
Wow.
The Cowboys are, 5-2, and then the Commanders are 3-4. First of all, congratulations, Commanders. The fact that you beat the Green Bay Packers was shocking to me. Watch that.
Yeah,
game.
What is the deal with, Aaron Rodgers
yeah.
Just collapso mundo.
And people at the game had a blast. Did you see how much elbow room they had?
You take the win. They the Green Bay Packers, they get to go play Sunday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. Good luck with that. But your Giants, Mike. The fact that your Giants are winning at such a high level must
right.
be, you must be in cloud nine.
Yeah,
on cloud
nine.
I am on cloud nine, but I will tell you this. First of all, I take every single win as an amazing treat because it wasn't supposed to happen. The Giants weren't supposed to do anything. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, I am firmly convinced, and I don't expect everybody to watch the New York Giants play the Jacksonville Jaguars. But late in the game, there were a couple of penalties that did not appear to be real penalties, and it tainted what should have been a slam dunk victory, and it came down to the 1 yard line when time expired. It was absolutely as close as it can possibly get to the Jaguars. If that guy slips into the end zone, mm-hmm. it's a crushing loss. Just doesn't seem to be the year that happens for the Giants. But that, once again, this is beginning to, and by the way, this to me happens whether I have a rooting interest or not. This happens in every big name game I ever see. And I don't think this is a new idea. I don't think that it's not been said before, but it's in my mind for the first time. And I think I figured out why the bad officiating. It's not because these guys are not professionals. That they have day jobs and they waltz into these stadiums on the weekend. It's not because of any other reason, I think, than they feel they have to justify their existence.
Ah.
I think that you get crappy calls. Because I think perhaps the training could be better. Because you get these guys that they're just too many calls that shouldn't be calls. And as far
it's
as
been
if
all
you,
over the place this season, I agree.
If
with you
miss something,
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
If you miss something, that's okay. But if you call something that didn't happen at all, for example, a defensive holding penalty mm-hmm. or a pass interference call, or in the case of the Giants, a roughing the passer call, it frustrates me to no end to be inside of 2 minutes in a national football game, and I got to look at these dicks try to noodle through what one of them effed up. And it just gets, you got all these other calls that they scrutinize, but then these certain calls that are stripe shirt judgment calls and unreviewable, well, that's because they're covering their stupid asses out there on the field. I'm saying they justify their existence.
Am I wrong?
In
my understanding that at the end of, at the last 2 minutes, everything is reviewable?
No,
nothing is reviewable.
Not a judgment call.
What about a scoring play?
Mm-hmm.
You're correct, right?
Automatically review.
Okay, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
but
Johnny Football.
A game cannot end on a defensive penalty.
By the way, this is any game during any time. Yeah. Think about it. Johnny, a successful accountant, flies to Kansas City because he's got to put on his striped shirt and be the most important man in that stadium for an entire day. And he's out there and he's bored.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's human nature.
Do you want to automate this? What's the solution?
I think that you ought to review everything. And it ought to be scrutinized
game.
Yeah, long game. You're right. You're absolutely perhaps too long. But at the same time, it just frustrates me to no end.
What about
when
every play at the last 2 minutes then?
There are two. Well, maybe. Maybe that's a point. Mm-hmm. There are too many games that are totally influenced by that. And somebody said, well, it's been that way. That's the way it is. Yeah, this is nothing new. I'm sure it's nothing new. But I really do believe that these guys, you know, a guy that might own a car dealership that jets in to, you know, Green Bay and throws a flag when there's no call because he's like, well, he threw a flag. I didn't get a chance to throw a flag. It really is a competition. Wouldn't you think it'd be a little bit of a competition?
So. And you know what? There would be the ability, if you had X number of refs up in the stands with cameras on the field, it wouldn't take any longer.
No, to review?
No. They could be watching the game from a better angle.
Guys, no, I think you need the guys on the field.
I think we'll be there sooner than we think, especially with Amazon at play with all their tech.
Yeah.
So much is reviewable and so much is replay and they spend so much time on certain plays. Well, do it on all of them.
They could automate this process.
Yeah. Right. You call it on the field and then you have the Emperor
Ming. Green or red light.
Up there in the stands.
No, that is not a penalty.
And if the ref gets it wrong, we take a finger.
Oh, beautiful.
Right?
Love that.
That's sort of a 10 strikes and you're out.
Bring
deal.
Out the finger guillotine. Yay! And the cheerleaders, like, and they have rockets go
Do
off.
Do you?
And all that.
Rockets.
Yes.
Since we're talking about the NFL and fixing it.
Yes.
And this is not a unique, solution for the Super Bowl, but I did see this on TikTok and I wish I had the name, but who knows? Maybe you've heard this before. Someone is advocating out there, or fans are, to move the Super Bowl to the weekend of the 20th. That has President's Day. So that means you would have Sunday to watch the Super Bowl.
And Monday's a federal holiday.
Monday would be a federal holiday.
February 20th?
By adding a game to the season, making a 19-game season, that would allow for the Super Bowl to land on the 20th. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you just heard my thought. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I think it's absolutely a smart idea.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Bingo,
yes.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
And the NFL will be behind it because of an extra game. Because that's more money.
Let's more. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it.
More.
Do it.
More. Yes.
Love to take a finger. Oh, man. You know, you just see this one guy. What's the matter? Oh, I got a whole bunch wrong.
You know what would be bad is after you got 9 wrong, you have to throw a flag with one finger. Just sort of let it hang there. And poof.
Oh, man. He can't eat Chinese food anymore. Oh. We'll take a break and come back. Oh, come on. It's not racist. Jesus Christ.
Who's the captain racist now?
I love when he spends extra time with the promo, too.
What? My name is Rob Spiewa.
Excuse me. Can I have the attention of the audience for 1 second? Hi, kids. You see, now he's real skinny, but he used to be fat. He worked with Pony, but he calls him Matt. He raps on the podcast about this and that. Adjusts the thermostat with a baseball bat. I don't know. What the f*** was Rob thinking with that every night drinking? Nearly killed his liver swimming in a vodka lemonade river. Thinking about it makes me shiver. I'm talking about Spiewak. Now he's on the right track, but here comes the blowback. So you're a big spender. Use the show shopping center. Click the banner to order. Get yourself a recorder. MichaelMaraShow.com is the website to click on. Let's troubles be bygone. The conclusion is foredrawn. What time does the show come on?
Don't forget, shop online through the TMOS portal by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. A little something for you and a little something for them. Click it now, you fools.
Hi.
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Rob Spiewak.
You fools.
Wow. Good job, Twitch. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rate, has increased to historic numbers. With the home equity that many homeowners currently have, it's a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every month. According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate doesn't mean you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. And if you were to wrap in a car loan, credit cards, or student loans, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month, even with a higher interest rate. If cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits, and in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, what's happening to me today? Call Cornerstone First Financial, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Hit the new Soundtown thing that Rob sent me over the weekend.
Soundtown.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Sounds good. Mike, are you excited that the Yankees are not going to the World Series?
No, it's not that fresh. And I just, when the Red Sox suck, I drift away from baseball.
All right.
You'd have to tap me on the shoulder to let me know the Phillies got
climactic
in.
Climactic,
you know?
As they're sweeping everybody.
Yeah, well, afford me these few seconds here. The Astros swept the ALCS and beat the Yankees in four games.
One ball, two strikes. Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over. And the Houston Astros win the American League pennant. The Astros are going back to the World Series. Back-to-back seasons for the fourth time in the last 6 years.
I can't imagine anyone will be rooting for them after the Phillies beat the Padres, and the Phillies also return to the World Series and usher in a recession, right?
Mike, this is the type of, and you have the audio, right?
Yeah.
With Bryce Harper? This reminds me of...
No, this is the end of the game, not the Bryce Harper hit. Sorry, I didn't pull that.
Well, that would be the most important part of the game. But as it took him to the World Series...
Yep.
That home run with Bryce Harper, if you get a chance and you're a sports fan, even if you're fair weather, when you hear that, it gives you chills. It's Kirk Gibson-esque, except Bryce is young and can run around the bases.
Suarez fires. Pop fly. Right field. Segura's out. Castellanos on. And the Philadelphia Phillies are going to the World Series.
There is a man. It's running across the field. He's naked. His name is Alan Wentzel. Sorry, that's my college friend Alan, who, unbelievable Phillies fan. Really.
Mike, what have we always said when you dial a telephone? Dial carefully.
Yes.
Because a man in Cleveland tried to leave a message for someone who he thought was a hitman, and it wasn't a hitman, and he just left a voicemail that he wants his son taken care of.
He left a voicemail.
Yes, exactly.
Did you say his son taking it? He was trying to put a hit out on his son?
Yeah, he said alcohol was involved. I don't know if that's the case or not, but here's
this
the
guy is trying to have somebody murder his son?
Yeah, a guy in Cleveland. He's sorry now, but...
He's crying. My son's name is... It's a $5,000 hit on
it. It sounded like somebody was trying to hire somebody to hurt somebody, another person.
I don't give a where he at or what he doing or who he with. Kill that.
He did admit that it was him on the phone, and he did try to call somebody, was trying to set up actually hurting his own son. He said it was alcohol-fueled, and they had an argument, and he blamed it on alcohol problems.
I've been pretty mad at Robert in the past, but never that mad. Never to put out a $5,000 hit on him.
What do hits go for these days?
I don't feel like they're like
10, I think.
How do you know that?
No reason.
He had a Groupon, I think.
Whoa. Wow. Man, oh, man. All right. Mr. O'Mara, you have a package from a M. Bloom. Oh, Pony. Carlos, Pony sent us a gift.
Why is it ticking?
More like Matt Boom. Mike, if you go to TikTok and you look around, you're going to find things that are great. Like this guy, his name is Lonem Chum, and he has video of the world's largest
Hold on a second. I'm just getting over your Matt Boom. It's just funny.
He's like a garbage pail kid.
It's great. Start again. I'm sorry. I was having a
Lonem Chum on TikTok posted a video of something as horrifying as you can see on TikTok. The world's largest katydid. Now imagine it's like a grasshopper. But it's, I would say, about a foot long.
Eee.
And here's the sound it makes.
Whoa.
Is it night?
No. Just daytime holding them up.
Sounds electric.
It does. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Terrifying.
But it's... Wow. Yeah, and the next time you complain about, like, you know, a biting fly, at least we don't have foot-long katydids around here.
Mm. Wow. Nasty, nasty. Now, we got some big ones down here. We got some big moths down here.
Oh, that look like they're out of Central Casting?
Yeah, yeah. They're scary. Yeah, there's some weird creatures down here. Tree frogs are also down here.
They're loud. Tree frogs are so loud.
They're teeny tiny, but they creep me out. Yeah. They really, really do.
My dad has trouble with one at his beach place that we call Grill Frog because he likes to get under the grill and get to the grease trap.
Oh.
But you hear him, and it sounds like there's something the size of a cat out there, and it's a frog that's like an inch long. Like they're so loud.
Hey, Carly, you know how I was trying to find somebody to fix our screen so we don't get the tree frogs in here? I got a flyer sent to me from Matt Bloom.
Matt Boom.
Matt Boom. Matt Boom. More like Matt Boom.
Mike, I actually have, I believe. No, I don't. Yes, I do, right here. I have audio of the tree frog.
Oh, you do?
Okay. If you want an example of fantastic. How loud they are.
Also an echo chamber, right, inside a grill?
Yeah, a little bit, but yeah.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss, my wire. Baby, my...
Thank you, Rob.
It was so nearly funny. Let's close with this then. This is a lady named Ashley Odison with deep thoughts.
Ooh.
And some of these actually make me say, huh.
The number two pencil is the most popular pencil in the world. Why is it still number two?
Oh, not this again. Last time you did this, I got a headache.
A pregnant woman goes swimming. Is she a human submarine?
I'm not listening.
Aliens landed on the moon in 1969.
You can stop now.
Does a straw have one hole or two?
Therapy is an option.
If you put one lasagna on top of another lasagna, you still only have one lasagna.
You're kidding me!
If a tomato is a fruit, does that make ketchup a smoothie?
Oh, heaven almighty.
If money is the root of all evil, why do churches ask for it?
You know, that one actually kind of makes sense.
It does make sense. That's
it does
all
make
I got.
Sense. Yes,
That's
I all agree. I got. That does. 100% makes sense. It is the root of all evil, for God's sake.
But I wish I had more of it.
More!
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Don't forget, we are selling our live show tickets starting November 1st, 5 p.m. They go on sale. Don't forget. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh my God! Oh.
I would like to hear a Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force spirit.
Good afternoon, Liver King. You'll be Liver.